When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 27 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled, The Battle is the Lord's. Eugene Peterson once wrote, "The only person fully in touch with reality that day in the Valley of Elah was David. Reality is mostly made up of what we cannot see. This human life is mostly a matter of what never gets reported in the newspapers. Only a God-saturated, as opposed to a Goliath-saturated mind can account for what made holy history that day in the Valley of Elah." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 through 47. "Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor. And he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, 'I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them.' So David put them off. Then he took off his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beast of the field.' Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand." Saul was the chosen leader and king for Israel, who was responsible for leading God's people against their enemies. He's a head taller than anyone else in Israel, according to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2. This makes him the prominent challenger for Goliath. Yet Saul has not taken the challenge to fight Goliath. He doesn't believe David is up for the challenge, but is willing to send him anyway. On top of that, now he wants David to use his armor for the battle. Saul's only logical reason for his offer was that he wasn't planning on using it. David tries it on, but he isn't accustomed to armor, not to mention it was too big on him. David needed to fight Goliath his way, with a sling and a stone. As David walks out to fight Goliath, the Philistine giant approaches him with his shield bearer in front of him. As if David wasn't outmatched enough, Goliath has help. When Goliath sees David's age and stature, Scripture says he disdained him in verse 42. It is a Hebrew verb, bazah, which conveys a strong sense of disdain or contempt. It describes an attitude of scorn or disrespect toward someone considered unworthy or insignificant. Goliath looked at David like he was nothing, but David knew God had put his favor on his life. These verses teach a great lesson on identity. Stop listening to what the world says about you. Keep reading the Bible and discover what God says about you. He is your creator and sustainer. Every person is made in His image according to Genesis 1:27. God doesn't make mistakes, only masterpieces. So see yourself as God sees you. You are not insignificant to Him. Your worth is derived from the God who saved you and has a purpose for your life. David did not enter the battle relying on his physical strength. He would battle Goliath with his spiritual strength. That is why he said to Goliath, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." That's verse 45. Goliath came out with weapons. David came out in God's name. That led David to this conclusion, "For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand." That's verse 47. Sometimes, the greatest battle is the one going on in your own mind. David had won the battle over fear, doubt, insecurity, and insignificance. In his mind and heart, he knew the battle he was facing was the Lord's. Since he wholeheartedly knew nothing could defeat God, he committed to following God's will. And since God cannot lose, David knew he would win over Goliath. David wasn't bragging. He was believing. That young shepherd boy wasn't cocky. He was confident in what God could and would do. The turning point in the battle is when you realize the battle is the Lord's. Some questions to consider. How overconfident do you think Goliath was when he first saw David? What level of faith and commitment did David need to push past everyone else's doubts about his ability to win? And finally, how can you surrender your will to God and realize the battle is the Lord's? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.